All right, welcome to the Hank Haney podcast. I am recording on nofilter.net, and you can hear this podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. The Hank Haney podcast is brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com, my website. That's where you go to find out information about getting golf lessons from me. That's where you go to sign up for my free instructional videos that go out on a weekly basis. And if you want to get better golf, that is a place you can do it. All right, today I am going to talk about the Ryder Cup picks. I had a podcast I did not too many days ago, and I told you exactly what was going to happen. I said that they were going to pick Justin Thomas, and I said that they should pick Lucas Glover and Keegan Bradley. I said that on Twitter or X or whatever they call it. No. As a matter of fact, I knew they were. You know what? I was saying what I thought they should do, but I knew it wasn't what they would do. Now, why did I think they should do that? I look at the Ryder Cup as what it is, an exhibition. I think it is an honor to play for your country. A lot of the players are saying this is the greatest honor an athlete could ever have, is to play and represent their country, play for their country, represent their country, which I kind of wonder why some of these guys turned down an opportunity to be in the Olympics last time. But anyway, I guess that's a different story. I guess that means something. As a matter of fact, I would think, the event that you would most be honored to represent your country in would be the Olympics, but the Ryder Cup. People listen, the players love to play in the Ryder Cup. There's no doubt about that. They love it. They love the camaraderie. They love the pressure of the event. They love the opportunity to win the event because the parties are absolutely fantastic. And the Ryder Cup has gotten to be much, much better over the years. I mean, back in the day, and I've been coaching for a long, long time, so I can remember kind of back in the day when my buddy Mark O'Meara was playing on those Ryder Cups, and it was a pain in the ass. Oh, my goodness. They had to go to these corporate sponsored dinners. Every night it was something else. And then finally the players got together and they formed their task force. And they said, this is why we're losing. We're losing because you guys don't make it easy for us to play golf. We got to go to all these events. We got to do this and that. This should be about the players. And they changed things around. And it's gotten a lot better. It's gotten a lot better. The players like playing in it more. And it is a great event. And ever since they had that task force deal, it's become this whole, you know, it's kind of a buddy-buddy thing. I mean, they got all these captains. Zach Johnson's the captain this year for the U.S. team. But his assistant captains are Steve Stricker and Jim Furyk and Davis Love III and who have Freddie Couples and, you know, maybe Stewart, you know, all these guys that have been captains before, Jim Furyk, you know, these guys have all been captains before. Now they're assistant captains and they all get together, you know, Freddie Couples and, you know, the whole deal. And they love the Ryder Cup. You know, these guys just love the Ryder Cup. So they want to be on this team. And, you know, I look at it like this. And they should just, in my opinion, I don't think it's life or death if you win the Ryder Cup. I listen to some of the people on, you know, SiriusXM, some of the members of the corrupt golf media. I listen to them. They say, you know, the most important thing, like you play to win. You play to win. The most important thing is winning the Ryder Cup. And I can tell you, guys who play on the Ryder Cup will be very disappointed if they don't win, and they will get over it in absolute no time. A player who loses a major championship on the last day, the last round, the last hole, whatever. He may never get over that. A player loses the Ryder Cup and he'll be over it by the next day. That's just a fact. It just is. Now, okay, maybe if you're the guy who missed the last putt, it might stick with you for a while. But just being on a losing team, yeah, you know, I mean, people will argue with me, oh, man, heartbroken forever. Nah. Sorry, not really. It's just not the fact. So Ryder Cup is important in people's minds, but it's not. It's an exhibition. That's what the Ryder Cup was. That's what it continues to be. You want to win the exhibition? Yeah, you want to win the exhibition. U.S. hasn't won in 30 years overseas. I get it. They're going to win this one, though. You know why? They are so heavily favored. It's ridiculous. The other day I did a analysis like I do, and one of my analysis that I do is you take the World Golf Rankings and you add up all the players and you divide by 12. You take all the World Golf Rankings, you add it up, you divide by 12, and what you get for the U.S. team, you get an average world ranking of like 11. And what you get for the international team is an average world ranking of like 30. Now, that may change. Guys may, you know, they may pick different guys. But I also looked at the top eight players, because you could think, well, the top eight players could really, they could dominate the event. They could make a difference between, some of the bottom players. You take the top eight players on the U.S. team, top eight players on the European team. Top eight players in the U.S. team are average world ranking 7.8. Top eight players on the European team, it's like now that 30 something. Now that's blown up a little bit because you got a couple guys that are going to make the European Ryder Cup team on points that are way high up in the World Golf Rankings. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to look at the favorite for any sporting event, you don't have to look any farther than the betting favorite. And the betting favorite for the Ryder Cup, set by Las Vegas and all the betting markets around the world, is the U.S. team. As a matter of fact, I went on that site the other day, like MGM. I go in there and I place some sports bets on occasion on golf. And you got to bet $150 to win $100 if you want to take the U.S. team. You bet $100 on the European team, you win $138. Okay, that's all you need to know. The U.S. is a huge favorite, to win. I know they haven't won in 30 years on foreign soil, but unless something goes really, really bad wrong, they're going to win this time. And they would win with whoever they picked. Personally, I would have thrown a bone to Keegan Bradley. I would have thrown a big bone to Lucas Glover, 43 years old, came from nowhere with his putter, won two tournaments at the end of the year. I thought when they, added up all these captain's picks, they wanted to have the hot golfer. Well, they didn't take no hot golfer. No. They didn't take a hot golfer. They took Justin Thomas. And here's Justin Thomas. Just check this out. Since the Masters, okay? Since the Masters, he is gone. T12, okay? Miscut, tied 60th. Miscut, tied 9th, okay? Miscut, tied 65th, tied 14th. Tied 25th and miscut. His major championships this last year, 3 miscuts and a tied 65th. And they took Justin Thomas because as Zach Johnson put it, you can't leave Justin Thomas at home. Sure you can. You just leave him at home. That's what you do. But no, he's on. I like Justin Thomas. I'm a Justin Thomas fan. I like watching Justin Thomas play golf. I'm not live or die Ryder Cup. They're gonna win anyways, in my opinion. Doesn't matter who they take. I think they're a favorite. They're probably the same amount of favorite if they take Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler as they are if they take Lucas Glover and, you know, Keegan Bradley. Say it doesn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered. So it doesn't change the betting line. And it doesn't, you know, pick whoever you want. Pick whoever you want. Everybody's talking about this is the good old boys club. And it kind of is, you know. I mean, they took Sam Burns because Sam Burns' buddy was Scottie Scheffler. And somebody's got to play with Scottie Scheffler in the alternate shot and the, you know, best ball. And, you know, Sam Burns, they're buddies. They could play together. Okay, that's good. They could, you know, they talk about, you know, Ricky Fowler can play with anybody. Ricky Fowler's great in the clubhouse. And I, there is no doubt about it. I mean, you know, someone on SiriusXM made a good point. They said, you know, the European team always had this success, and everybody blamed it on the fact that they have great camaraderie. They have great camaraderie. And then the U.S. picks a team that has great camaraderie, and everybody doesn't like the picks. That's a good point. You know, I'll give credit to that point. They have camaraderie. If that matters for something, then it's a big thing the U.S. has. Europe always seems to have it, but now I think we definitely have it with the U.S. team. So that's fine. You know, I'm not going to say the U.S. is going to lose because they picked Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas will practice. He'll work hard. He's got experience. You know, the odds are that would Lucas Glover outplay Justin Thomas? No, the odds aren't that. I mean, like I said, betting line wouldn't change at all. So I don't have a problem with U.S. picking the team they picked, and Zach Johnson, who he didn't really pick the team. I mean, come on. They ask all the six players who automatically make it off points. They ask all the captains, the assistant captains, you know, who would you pick? Who do you want to pick? And then he gets a vote too. But that's all. And because they slough it all off, the responsibility, and he didn't pick it. You know, they all pick it. They all agree on the whole thing. And they, you know, they agreed to pick these guys. So that's where they are. All right. I don't think it matters. I think U.S. is going to win. I like watching Justin Thomas play. So, you know, I'd rather watch Justin Thomas play than watch Keegan Bradley do that step back, walk back, you know, thing he does. It drives me nuts watching it. But I just think he should have, I think he deserved to be on the team. And I think Lucas Glover deserved to be on the team, but it's neither here nor there because they're not on the team. They got Ricky Fowler, Sam Burns. They got Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, you know, and Koepka and Jordan Spieth. Oh, the corrupt golf media would have loved for them not to see him take Koepka, but they had to take Koepka. Finished second at the Masters, third at the PGA, or wins the PGA, second at the Masters. They got to take him. They got to take him. You know, he's won three PGAs. I mean, come on. And the guy's won five major championships. He's one of the best players there is. You know, they never considered anybody on the LIV. I knew they wouldn't. Those guys didn't even get a call. They didn't even get a call. I listen to people talk, the guys who love LIV, and I like LIV, but the guys that love LIV think they should have taken Taylor Gooch. They should take Captain America. They weren't going to take Captain America. Patrick Reed, they hate him. Bryson DeChambeau, they can't stand him. They weren't going to take those guys. Dustin Johnson, he couldn't care less. They weren't going to take him either. Taylor Gooch, no way. They don't like the LIV players. They're jealous of them. They got the money, and they don't like it. Oh, they don't like it. They weren't going to take it, but they had to take Koepka, so they took Koepka. And Koepka will blend in. Koepka lives down there with those guys in South Florida, you know, and he's around. And they probably have him and DJ, they have the least amount of issues with. So, and DJ, they're easy. He didn't deserve to be on. He didn't make, you know. So, but Koepka, they kind of had to take him. I was listening to that press conference thing. You know, I told you it's always the same thing. I told you. They always go. The captain gets up there, and oh my God, Zach Johnson, is he a horrible speaker or what? Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my God. Wow. I mean, you're going to be captain of Ryder Cup? You ought to go take a speaking class or something. I mean, my goodness. Ums and us. I kind of I lost a clip, 2 minutes and 12 seconds. He had six ums and four us in 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Oh my goodness gracious. That's a lot of ums and us, isn't it? I mean, for that amount of time, that's a lot of ums and a lot of us. Oh boy, my God, he's a horrible speaker. Oh boy. Yeah. But anyway, he was talking about, you know, how I got to make the calls. You remember I on my podcast the other day, I said, I wouldn't call anybody. Hey, I'd say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post it on Twitter at this time, and you can go on air and see if you made the team. What does he need to call it? He called 25 people. 25 people he called. 25. And he told what did he pick? Six? So he told 19 of them they didn't make it. Called 25. Didn't call anybody on LIV except Koepka. Called 25 people. And what a knock. DJ, Bryson DeChambeau shoots, what did he shoot? 59 or 58 or something. And what the heck did he shoot? 58 he shot. And then he shoots a 61 in a weekend, one tournament. He wasn't going to get picked. But anyway, he doesn't even get a call. No. He gets no call. 25 people got calls. Here's what I'm trying to figure out. I was driving around my car today thinking about this. What in the world do you tell a guy? Like, what do you tell a guy? What when you call him up? You know, hey Keegan. This is Zach Johnson. And he says it, you know, not like, hey, Keegan, Zach Johnson. Okay, that might make you think, you know, hey, maybe I made the team. But he calls on, he goes, and Keegan even said this. He said, I could tell by the tone of his voice I didn't make it. He goes, Keegan, this is Zach Johnson. And then you go into, you know, then I'm sure, what does he say that? And he probably says like, you know, it's a hard call for me to make. I didn't pick you. And what do you say? What do you say that anybody who didn't get picked wants to hear? I mean, honestly, what do you say? What do you tell them? Like, hey, a great year, almost. I mean, what do you say? Do you say, I almost picked you? How does that make a guy feel? You're like, oh, man, I almost got picked. Or what if he goes like, it was between you and this other guy. It was between you and Justin Thomas, but you know, Justin Thomas is, you know, you can't leave Justin Thomas at home. This is how this guy talks. And I'm like, what is it? What could you say to a person that makes them feel any better? Why do they call these people? I don't want to, like, if I don't make something, I don't want to get called. You know, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I really don't. If you apply for a job and maybe the guy calls, hey, you know what? We decided to go a different direction. It's a short conversation. You know, why can't you just do that in an email or a text? I mean, do you really like, oh, you know, you gave a great interview. You played a great year, great wins here and there. But, you know, we didn't pick you. How long of a conversation is it? I can't figure it out. Well, I can figure it out because there ain't anything to say. It's just like you didn't get picked. And the guys and that guy answering the phone, he answers the phone and you tell him he didn't get picked. Let me tell you what he can't wait. He can't wait for that phone call to be over. Get me out of here. And you know, at least I know I didn't make it. I probably didn't think I was going to make it anyways. But why do we need to have a phone call? I don't get it. I guess it's not a big deal, you know, but they just want to have a phone call so they can say they had a phone call and they can tell you how it was the toughest thing they ever had to do. 25 phone calls they made. 25. Oh, boy. Call the guys that made it. Welcome them to the team. Have a nice conversation. Hey, you're the captain. You earned it. Well, why do you have to call guys, 25 people? What do you got to call them for and tell them they didn't make the team? I just don't get that. I don't get it. But I'll tell you what, people are up in arms about this Justin Thomas pick. Justin Thomas, heart of the team, they called him. The heart and soul of the team. Great clubhouse guy. Heart and soul of the team. You know what? When you're a prohibitive favorite, like the U.S. team is, it doesn't matter who the heart and soul is. It goes down to like, and then they start talking about the record, Ryder Cup record. This guy's got this kind of record. I'm like, what in the? I listen to the Krupp Golf Media talk about this. Ryder Cup record, President's Cup record, match play record. But there's none of these guys who talk about this give you any background. Any background. They used to do that about Tiger. They say, hey, he's not a very good Ryder Cup player. I'm like, what are you talking about? Have you ever watched him play? Have you ever watched him shoot 66 and watch another guy shoot 65 and play the best golf he ever played in his life and beat him? Have you ever watched him go around in an alternate shot competition and flush it down the middle on the 18th hole at K Club and watch Jim Furyk send it out there in the pond to the left about 50 yards offline when they had a good round going? I mean, match play is match play. Unless you give me some background, unless you tell me this guy won this match shooting 66, this guy won the alternate shot with his partner and they shot 4 under par. This guy lost this match, but he shot 67. This guy won this match, and he was 6 under par with 5 holes to go. This guy won this match. Unless you give me some background, giving me a match play record means nothing because I don't know how the guy played. And you could have a good record. I'm not saying everybody does. But you could have a good record and you played nobody that played any good. There's a lot of luck in match play records. So to give me somebody's match play record and say, this is why this guy deserves to be on the Ryder Cup. Listen, you picked guys that you like. You picked your buddies. You pick guys that you can hang out together with, you can pal together with, they can be in the locker room and the clubhouse together. Great. Gonna be a great time. Have a great time. Play good. Win. But all this other logic, and they give you one logic for one guy, and then they ignore that same logic for the other guy, and they tell you how important this is that this guy has been playing good lately, and then they give you some other thing on why they picked this guy. None of it makes any sense. Just you're the captain. Pick whoever you want. You made your picks. And the team is good. the team was going to be good no matter what. Matter of fact, the team, you know, you could make an argument, you know, that it's one of the best teams ever, whatever. But I don't think there's any doubt that the U.S. team is going to win. And Vegas agrees with me. Maybe it won't happen. It's match play. Anything can happen. But he's like, it's going to be so tough over there. It's going to be so tough. And they set up the golf course. Big deal. You know, big deal. And that might have meant something. We had DJ was a long hitter. Bryson DeChambeau was a long hitter. We don't have a real super long hitting team. Homa's not a super long hitter. You know, Schauffele can handle his own on any kind of course. Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open. He can handle something. Brian Harman, he's not a long hitter. Jordan, he's not a super, super long. Ricky Fowler, he's not like the long, long hitter. Justin Thomas, maybe short course, tight course might be better for him. Doesn't have to hit driver. He can hit iron off the tee or, you know, whatever. I don't buy the setting up the course thing. That might give them a little bit of an edge, but I promise you this: the betting lines have already factored all that in, and they factor in the U.S. to be the big favorite. I think the picks were pretty much exactly what I thought they were going to be. I had no doubt. You know, Scheffler was going to, you know, wanted Burns picked. And, Spieth wanted Justin Thomas picked. And like Zach said, you can't leave Justin Thomas at home. They're going to ask Tiger's opinion. He's going to vouch for his buddy. And it was a done deal. It was always going to be that way. People are debating, should Justin Thomas gets picked? And then Zach Johnson said, you can't leave Justin Thomas at home. So I made it sound like he's the first pick. The guy played the worst of anybody, and he's the first pick, which brought up a good point that somebody brought up, said, how bad would he have had to play? I mean, how bad would he have had to play? I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, what did he had? Like, 6 missed cuts this year? What did he have? Like, what did he got? What's he got? Like, 2 top 10s or something? 3 top 10s? Didn't make the playoffs? Hadn't won a tournament since the PGA, you know, a couple years ago? What would he have had to do to not get picked? And in the future, what do people have to do to get picked? And it kind of looks like if you're not part of the boys' club, you're not getting picked. That's kind of what it looks like. I mean, precedent kind of gets set, and it kind of looks like that's kind of what it is, you know, but maybe it'll change in the future. You never know. I expect the U.S. to win. I expect this team to play really good. Like they say, they got a lot of different pairings they can use, but I don't think there's going to be any doubt. If the U.S. loses, it'll be because they got some fellas that aren't great with the putter. They got some of that. Scheffler, not great with the putter. He Cantlay, pretty good with the putter, but not the greatest with the putter. Koepka can be off and on with the putter. Spieth, short putts, he can be pretty iffy. Colin Morikawa, not great with the putter. So and Justin Thomas, really not good with the putter. So if that's a little weakness that you could look for, but I still don't see it. I don't see how the U.S. cannot win. So That's it for me today on the Ryder Cup picks for the U.S. team. It is what it is. Nothing unexpected. You could see it coming a mile away. One LIV player and Justin Thomas, and it was pretty much a done deal from the get-go. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you listen to NoFilter.net. Got some great, great programs on NoFilter.net. And don't forget my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you've got arthritis pain, muscle soreness, joint pain, it is the absolute best product you can get, and it will help you guaranteed. You cannot believe the testimonials on the website. I do because I read them all the time. But this product is absolutely fantastic, and it's 100% guaranteed. So go to voodoopainrelief.com if you have some issues that you need addressed. Okay. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.